All right, guys, so I'm about to tell you the story of how I got friend-zoned. This one hurts. This is my most heartbreaking one. I think I've only been friend-zoned like maybe once or twice in my entire life, but let's take it back. Let's take it back to the day, back in the day, middle school Tub. This was pre-Daffy Duck Tub, if you could believe that. So there was this girl that I really liked. We gotta give her a nickname. I like Lucy. Okay, Lucy. Seventh grade. So I was about 12 or 13. So this was seventh grade. I see Lucy. She don't know who I am. She's in a different group of friends. Completely different. They're like the cool kids. I'm with my group of friends. We're the ones that play Roblox in the computer lab. So we're already different. Like crazy different. And I was like, y'all, okay, you guys want to say, oh, you're bald now? I have hair. But I was like actually bald. Like I would get like a 2. Like it was bad. So we weren't losers, dude. Okay? We had so much fun on Roblox. Like so much fun. Anyway, the point is, Lucy, she had a boyfriend. Lucy had a boyfriend. So I'm sitting there like, damn. But then, you know, as time goes on, one of my friends in my friend group started dating one of her friends in her friend group. So we started to like get to know each other just a little bit, but she got buddy on the side all the time. I'm pissed. I'm just like, out of here, bruh. But anyway, in our middle school, we had a day named the Medieval Day, where we go dressed up as medieval knights, witches, literally all of Medieval Day. It's like a renaissance. So it was so fun, actually. It was actually really fun. Fun fact about Medieval Day, I showed up in my costume the day it wasn't happening. But luckily, I was like those guys that cut the heads off people, so I was just wearing all black. It was embarrassing, but no one knew. I was just like, yeah, dude, I'm wearing all black today. Ha ha ha. Anyway. Nah, it's actually mad fun. We had Medieval Day. And in Medieval Day, y'all could say this is weird about my middle school. I don't know. Blame the middle school. But the kids could get married. I don't know. Y'all blame the middle school, not me. There was a podium where the kids could get married. Looking back, that's really weird. Kids were getting married with their like elf costumes and knight costumes and fucking, yeah. So, matter of fact, I don't know if the school made it like that or if the kids made it up themselves. Matter of fact, the kids probably made it up themselves looking back at it, but they were using the podium to do so. That's probably it. I don't think the school would have let that happen. A little bit weird, but whatever. Seventh graders, we're all seventh graders. And I see them getting married. Remember getting married on the grass area. I'm like, I want to marry Lucy. But she got a boyfriend. She got a boyfriend though. She got a boyfriend. I can't marry her. I can't homewreck. I wasn't a homewrecker back then like I am now. So, like, I can't homewreck, you know? Nah, I'm not a homewrecker. But I remember going up to their friend group with my friend group. And they were sitting on the grass. And I checked them a little bit. But my version of checking, especially in seventh grade, it was lame. But I was like, they were both sitting on the grass, right? Her and boyfriend. And I was like, and for some reason, boyfriend would never make a move on her. It like weirded me out. I'm like, bruh, why are you not doing shit with her? You're not even holding her hand. I would have been held her hand. I go up to them and I just ask a question. I'm like, so y'all didn't get married? just had to diss them like that a little quick. So y'all didn't get married? And then they were both like, no. And in my head, I'm like, man, this is lame not doing shit, bro. Like even nowadays, like as I'm 23, like, bro, I'm doing everything for my girl, dog. I'm doing everything. You want to get married? What ring size are you? What's your favorite place ever? You know, like, buddy was not doing shit, and that's what pissed me off, because I'm like, I would've, ugh. So, some time passes. Seventh grade me is happy. They broke up. So, I'm still in seventh grade, right? Now, we're all in seventh grade. Now, I'm like, it's my chance. It's my time. So, we start texting a little bit more on Snapchat. It was Snapchat and Kick back in the day. I think y'all still use Snapchat. But Kick Messenger. Old head alert. I know. But we texting daily. I'm being funny as shit. Y'all already know I'm being funny. I'm making her laugh. You know. And then I don't know the order of events too well, but I know what happened. We're texting. We're still in school. School's about to end. Summer vacation's about to start. I'm ready to leave, you know? I had a friend. I'll say their names. I'll say their actual names. I had two friends. I had a bunch of friends, but I had a friend named Adam, and I had a close friend named Gabe. Tell me why she texts me. Hey, can you tell Gabe I like him? After I've been making her laugh for weeks straight daily, texting her on kick, making her laugh, having good convo, she says, hey, can you tell your friend Gabe I want him? Bro, are we serious? Are we serious? Bro. Gabe didn't even like her. Matter of fact, I don't think he knew she existed. And I'm here making jokes daily. I'm making her laugh on the spot. In real life, too. Nah. Tell me why. A couple weeks later, school hasn't ended yet, right? Tell me why. I get word from one of my other friends. Yo. You talking to Lucy? She likes Adam, another guy. Another guy that isn't even fucking me. Whoa, that sounds... Whoa, wait. Another... Another guy that isn't me. Yo, that sounded crazy. But yeah, y'all know what... No, I can't keep doing this. Okay, funny. We got a clip out of there. Okay, cool. Whatever. But, okay. The point is, she likes one guy. Next month, she likes another guy that are both my friends. Nah, I'm sad. Like, that's crazy. I was sad, but that's not where the story ends. This story keeps going. Guess who confronted her? Me. Yeah. Yep. And I did it. Dude, I did it in a hard way. I did it in a tough-ass way. So, last day of school. Signing yearbooks. I get her yearbook. Yo, Lucy, let me get your yearbook. You sign mine. I write down on it. Hey, have a great summer, but why did you friend zone me? Straight up. Dude, even in seventh grade, I was talking my shit. I gotta let you know. Damn. Hey. Yeah. Hand it back to her. She opens it. She makes a face at me like this. Like a I feel bad for you face. Like she opens it. She's like. Like on some like. Man. Nah, I'm dead ass. Like, why did you friend zone me? Give me the answer. And then we start texting on Kick Messenger. Remember, this is what? 2015? Musical.ly's popping off and all that shit. That's the era we're in. So. We texted and and I'm like, oh, she brings it up. Why do I remember this all clearly? Dude, it hurt. That's why. It was like my first friend zone. It was. Bruh, she pulls this card out of her ass. Dude, I feel like so many girls say this. She's like, I did like you at one point. Man, shut your dumb ass up. They always be saying something. I liked you at one point. It was your fault. You didn't, like, no the fuck you didn't, dog. You went from boyfriend to liking Gabe to liking Adam, and you never included me in the convo. Fuck outta here, dude. They always be saying that shit. I did like you at one point. No the fuck you didn't. Just be straight up with me, dog. Like, just be straight up with me. So Adam and the other guy were computer guys. Funny enough, they were not the computer lab friends. They were just like, they would play basketball. Maybe that's why I got friend zoned. You know, I was the fucking computer lab kid. They were the basketball and soccer kids. Yo, all I'm saying is, Lucy, where the fuck you at? Nah. But the story continues, all right? That whole summer, we texting. You know, I'm like, dude, when we get back to school, eighth grade, she's got to be my girlfriend. Like, she's got to. I don't remember what happened in eighth grade, but it went by so fast. Like, I just remember being focused on, like, my friend group. I think me and her remained friends. Hey, Yugi-tin with the resub. Thank you so much, dog. Can't wait for Lucy to see where you're at now. Okay, good transition. After eighth grade, which is the end of middle school for me, we went to separate high schools, okay? We kept in contact. Then we actually hung out when I was like a sophomore. We were sophomores. We actually hung out again. She friend zoned me. It hurt me. That didn't mean I'd stop liking her. Like, I still liked her to some degree. Not like romantically, like as a friend. So we hung out. I remember like she biked to a park and I skated to a park. We met up there. We ice skated and she biked and we went places, you know? It was once. It was cool. What do you mean why? Nah, bro, I had moved on, like, deadass. Like, I had moved on, like, I was doing other shit with, like, other people. Like, I had moved on. She was deadass just a friend. But I backtrack a little bit because that was, like, what, 2018, right? Didn't speak until 2021. That's, like, when you guys found me. Okay, so now we're getting to, like, adults. We were 19, right? 2021. Damn. This is the part where, like, this is the... Like, it was already heartbreaking. This was like, if you break someone's spine, this is like separating them, you know? So, I'm a changed man, okay? But I was single. My girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, had left to college and I stayed here in LA, you know, just doing my YouTube shit. I was getting like hundreds of thousands of subscribers. I would think I was like at 200K. My dreams were coming true, right? I was like, you know what, Lucy, like, I remember liking you. I'm gonna text you. Oh, Art 18. What does that mean? We're both 19. So I didn't even use Snapchat. I still had her added on Snapchat. I'm like, Lucy, I'm like, I just like the most basic convo. Like, Lucy, how you been? Blank, like, straight face ass fucking, like, text. Good. I'm like, whoa, does she hate me now? Because we were good friends. Like, I'm telling you, we were good friends. You know, this is the part where I tell my friends the story. And it's like, who was in the wrong here? Because I wasn't drunk. I out of respect, I asked. It's out of respect, right? I'm like, hi, how are you, whatever. She's like, good. Out of respect, I was like, hey, are you single? Because I don't want to keep talking to you if you're not. Basic respect. Okay, let's pause the story there. Is that not respectful? That, let me know. Starting the convo off with hey, and then be like, hey, are you single? Due to wanting to know if they have a boyfriend so I could continue. Let me know. Is it basic? Yup, bit of a sudden, but okay. It is, that is, right? Respectful. I would say it is respectful. I would say yes, it was a bit quick, but... At the end of the day, it's respectful. No, bro, you mean worded it differently? Dog, I'm paraphrasing. This happened years ago, so I'm paraphrasing. Anyway, she fucking replied and flamed me. So she was just like, you haven't talked to me in 4 fucking years, and this is what you ask me? And I was just like, oh, fuck. I was like, that's why I was like, in my head, I'm like, but I was asking a respectful question. I was like, are you single? Like, I don't want to talk to you if you got a boyfriend. So she's just like, this is what you asked me? And I'm like, I think it's the normal thing to ask. Chat, let me know. Was I bugging? What was, like, I honestly still to this day think that her response was a little bit too much. Maybe I was a little bit straightforward, like, are you single? But like, Did you say hi first? I did say hi. Are the texts in the room? Nah, that Snapchat account doesn't exist anymore. She wrong for us. She could have been nicer. You should have just asked her how her day was. I did ask her again, the dinosaur, dude. I'm not telling you. I asked her how her day was before that. Yes, you could have added more. Dude, are you guys? If I remember correctly, the conversation was, hey, Lucy. Hey, Birdie. How have you been? Good. I just want to know, are you single before I continue talking to you? That was how it went. There was like boom, 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 boom. It wasn't just, hi, are you single? Like, no. That wasn't it. Anyway, she flames the fuck out of me, right? I, to this day, again, don't know why she was so fucking harsh. It was like a paragraph. I'm not even telling you guys the full thing because I don't remember. I probably blocked that out of my head. I remember. This was when I was still talking to my dad. She flamed me. And I was at dinner with my dad at some restaurant. I get that. Dude, getting a text like that in public? Oh my God, you're done. You don't function right. I got that text. Heart goes fast. I'm like, I have like so many thoughts in my head. I'm like, and then my dad is already like a misogynist. So like I tell him the advice and he's just like saying stupid shit back to me. And I'm just like, no, I can't even leave. I can't even fucking, I think I had a car back then, but I couldn't, like he was his car. Like, oh, this is just a rumor though. I found out through like a friend of a friend, like 2 years ago, that Lucy, Ben had a boyfriend, and I don't know how long they've been dating for, but because like 2019, like if they were still together by 2023, that would mean they were 4 years together, right? But I don't know if it was the same dude, but this is just like rumors that she'd been living with him. So that's the only way I could see, but like there's no way they were living together at 19 years old. But whatever. Even then, I don't think that justifies it, that being that harsh. Maybe if they were together at that point. But again, we don't know. Like that's just all rumors. But what we do know is that I had a conversation and then I was like, hey, by the way, are you single? Like, I don't want to keep cut. Like, I think it's respectful to say that. And she's just like, why the fuck are you asking me this after 4 years of not talking to me?
Oh, we're supposed to rekindle the relationship. What the
fuck? We out. Sorry, I don't have screenshots for this one. It's on an old Snapchat account. And plus, Snapchat deletes it. I was not going to screenshot that. Imagine getting flamed and then I'm not doing that. No. That's crazy. Did she even end up answering the question? Oh, good point. So yeah, she flamed me, right? So after all the flaming, yeah, good question. After all the flaming, a paragraph would be like, why the fuck are you just barely texting me? Like, I don't know, well, this is the only thing you got to say. And then she's like, but yes, I have a boyfriend. But the thing is, we don't know if that boyfriend became the one she lives with or lived with. That was old news. So we don't know if that's separate people. That doesn't matter. The point is, I got flamed and I still think it wasn't that justified. Like, literally, you could still be respectful, right? Be like, hey, sorry, Birdie. I do have a boyfriend. I don't feel like, I don't feel like we should text right now. I don't know if the boyfriend got the phone and was like, fuck you. I hate you. Da-da-da-da-da-da. How hard is it to say yes? No, really? She had a whole paragraph of, like, insulting me. And then at the end was like, yes, I have a boyfriend. I feel like you could have just said, yes, I have a boyfriend. All right, cool. I'm out. I don't fucking know. Honestly, dog, I think she blocked me on everything. Like, I'm being so serious. I never saw her again. I never saw her socials again. Again, that was 2021. What was that? Damn, 4 years ago? I'm really unk. Hey, YouTube viewers, I'm 23. Nah, I think when I responded, I was just like, okay, that's cool. Like, and I probably put the peace emoji. I was like, nah, I didn't put the peace emoji. I was like, okay, cool. I kept it cool. I was like, okay, cool. It swiped out. We're done. Hey, Lucy, if you watching this, no bad blood on my end. I hope you living good. Whether that's with another human or not, I hope you're doing good, dog. Real talk. I hope you're doing good. In case you don't know, I'm a YouTuber, a streamer, musician, a clothing designer, a voice actor, a creator of a cartoon. So maybe you did miss out on a couple things, but other than that, hey, I hope you're doing good, you know? I.